Okay, let's just bring in Ginny. What do you think of that, Ginny? Isn't that pretty good?
Hey, yeah, Bob, that was excellent. And I was just commenting to Greg how you've evolved as a questioner over the years, Bob. Just so calm. Just the facts, only the facts, Ion.
Well, I'm calm.
Yeah, that was
the facts
great.
Coming forth.
That's right.
There
you go.
I'm calm because
very
the facts
good.
Aren't ever coming forth. So I'm waiting
right.
for eternity
very
forever.
Good.
Getting used to eternity. So I went through the 14 rings, and it was 29 minutes. So I wanted to make it a shorter thing. So I, you know, edited out a lot of stuff, and got down to 17 minutes. The 14 rings. So just trying to make a short little thing, and that was pretty good. I think there were a couple things said in there that we haven't heard him say in relation to a particular ring. Did you notice that?
Yes. For example, one of the things that I thought was about the elements that represent the jewels. And I just ran across the list of elements in my notes, and I don't know if those are the ones that were being referenced. But, yeah, there were some different pieces that came out of that. I thought it was very good.
Okay, well, here's Ion. Maybe you could ask Ion a question or two, maybe what you were just saying about the elements. So.
Bob, you've let the recording go way too long. This is way long. You've let the recording go. So now it's going to have to be a recording of a recording of a recording of a recording. It's crazy. Nobody's going to know the difference if this is live or Memorex or both. What if it's live and Memorex all together? Ginny, you sound younger than you did a few minutes ago.
Do I look younger too, Ion?
You do, honey. You can get it, honey. You can get it. Don't worry.
Hey, that list of elements that I just came across, is that the are those the elements that go in? Okay, very good. I won't read them out, but yeah, okay, excellent.
You've become a better hearer over the years, too, my Ginny Bell.
Aww. That's because
okay,
Bob taught me
Ginny.
To speak and listen.
Talk right. He learned to talk right.
Yeah, talk right. Okay, you know, Ion wants the short. It's too long? Well, okay, let's hear the short version. Okay, we mute Ion because he'll just yell over it. And this, see what people make of this one.
It's to counterbalance your shifting gravity. You know what a balance beam is? Where was you when lightning struck the flying genie?
Okay. When
it's the counterpart. It's the counterpart. It's what balances. You have your, it rotates around from the pitch. It's kind of like a, when you're in a balanced beam and you have a weight on one side,
right.
It balances and then you can spin and then it turns. And this is the counterbalance that keeps it all into motion. The flux takes the gravitational pull and the pitch and the yaw. It's kind of like the lotus flower. When the lotus flower is opening, gravity is pushing it open, but it's actually forcing it to stay closed. It's pushing its way out, and in each ring, or the 14 rings go around in a circle, kind of like a spirograph, and then it lays out, the first ring lays into a very vortex. That's the beginning. That's where it all starts. Then you move quickly into the second ring. The second ring is what applies to the first ring, which means that the winds hold it back. It's what holds it, the last protection layer. Then you go to the third ring, which opens up the valence and the balance from the 14th ring, but it connects because it's when it lets everybody know that it's safe. Then you have the fourth ring. The fourth ring then becomes the cadence, the knowing of the mark, of the DNA code that's going to change. The fifth ring then comes into what's opening or closing too. The sixth ring now opens back up in the blood types and coming into the ship. We're halfway there, because when you get halfway there, then you can know that this is the essence of that cell, that perfect cell that's becoming, that you're laying out. Now the seventh ring, that's a funny place. That's where all the blood has to be sifted. It's sifted. All the blood types will be changed. Everything kind of comes. It would be a main moniker or the largest base of the outside of what you call the lotus flower in bloom. It would be the base. Then you go to the eighth ring, and that's where the angels and all the rings that contain where the angels, and they move in and out of all the rings, but that's where they're sojourned. The ninth ring brings you back into the blood moon. The blood moon then brings you back into what sets the light of that ring. The ninth ring then comes back and opens. And the pentad allows all of the essence of the first five rings to be connected, making it as one, because that stamen that is connected as one must be that together. The tenth ring brings back into all the outside forces, the troposphere, stratosphere, all the spheres. The 11th ring then brings you back into where that up and down or the pitch or degrees of freedom that allowed us to move and sort of sets the status of shaking the egg where the albumin stays in the middle. It's those connective tissues that lay it into it. 13th ring, that sits in all the periphery of closing the zygote so nothing else can penetrate it once it becomes open and becomes fertilized. Nothing else can pierce it. Then you go to the 14th ring and that space between it, between the valence and the valence. See, and that's all you needed to know about it. How about that, Bob?
Wow. Okay. Where are we in the process?
All right, great. Thanks a lot, Ian. Very good.
Is that what you wanted?
Yep, very good. And with the axine water behind it is good, and the other voices, very good atmosphere.
Good. Nice. We're so glad you're happy. We're working hard for you, Bob. We're working hard for you.
Thank you very much. Back to you, Barb.
Okay, which ring are we at now?
All of them. You're trying to get them to connect or move to open.
All right, so
all of them. Bob's making a vidya of it. It's like an opening lotus flower. You'll see.
Okay, so it's all in the process. All right, is there anything
else? No, it's not all in the process. You are slowing it down. It's not all in the process. It's not that. It's ridiculous. You're trying to, it's just an example of ascension.
Okay.
Did you like that rapid version, Ginny?
Yes, that was very good, too. Yep, Ion's really rolling it out. Well, it's consistent with what we said a couple of years ago, or what Ion said then. But there are some subtle changes, like the elements and the jewels. I thought that was pretty cool.
Obsidian.
Let me ask a question, Bob.
Yeah, go ahead, Greg.
Ion, has the changing environment accelerated any of the processes that you've described in the 12 rings, or has that been reasonably predictable from the very beginning?
Well, the second part obsolesces the whole conversation, so leave the second part off because that's a given. The answer is like the half-life of half-life, half by half by half by half by half. So if you take the your global warming, if that's what you want to call it, if you want to develop a fellatio-based relationship with Mr. Gore, not so much. But regardless, it was a good run while it lasted. But anyhow, it's half-life. It's the half-life. If you understand the half-life principle, that's this representation.
I'll take that as a definite maybe. Okay.
What a first part.
I know
ask
you
your first
see...
question again. Ask your first question, and the answer is the same way an item, a radioactive item, has a half-life. Same way, by half, by half, by half, by half, by half. Your society, this thing is changing. After a bit in the half-life scenario, we can't even say it. We don't know why you'd want to do it. But in the position that you're trying to gauge, if you take, say, an element that has a half-life of, say, 418, then you keep gauging this into itself. Well, halfway through it becomes another element within its own radioactivity. Okay? The particle fragmentation is only fragmented by the amount of radioactivity that is divided by itself by itself. So your society has to change, and it's changing, that's fine. But if we changed it any quicker than a half-life, half-life, you little ones would never make it to the big ones. So you jumped out of the boat immediately into the deep end, and now we're trying to gradually, through the Emmaus Road, drag you back to God.
Is there any significance to the contribution of carbon to the atmosphere from the state of Israel? Is there anything we can read into that? I know parts of Israel have been burned.
Don't defer. They have, all of it has, but... And don't defer spiritual Israel with natural Israel. It's all in the yarmulke condition. We ain't warring that or fussing that. We're not trying to set you into an apartheid rage. What we're trying to let you know is that that place called Canaan is there. So whatever else you want to call that, it's still Canaan. So it's okay with us.
Is there a contributor to the changing atmosphere as significant as the addition of carbon? Is there something we don't see or aware of that's changing the environment as significantly as the addition of carbon?
The decrease of oxygen.
Gotcha. Okay.
And the 43 days is something's going to nut in CF Apollogon's butt.
In 43 days, something's going to nut in Polygon's bum. Did I get that right?
No. It's like the thing that's going to come forth for 43 days in CF Apollogon's butt. That would be in the butt, Bob. That would be in the butt.
Okay, got that.
Okay. Thank you. Jeannie?
What'd you say, Carol? You had a question? Yeah, he's typing on here. CF Apollogon.
That was so fun.
But he said polygon, Carolyn, I think. Okay.
We said polygon, yeah. Violence against homosexuals is unacceptable. That's why the Sarah Ion does not support gays in the military. That's classic. We should do our in the Army and our gay rant. Bob, you liked that one back in the day.
Yeah, that was evoked by legend. We did that last week or a week ago. We did that.
Hey,
you want to do it again?
Ion.
No. It's recording, Ion. Bob. We can't do it again. It will break the recording.
Ion, what's the difference between an isotope and an electron?
Two mics.
What's a mic?
In the military, that's a minute.
Isotope has more protons? Okay. Ion,
that's
is that... I know.
Okay. Okay. Just to be clear.
I know you didn't say that. And Ion, on this half-life thing, it says that the half-life is the time required for a quantity to reduce to half its initial value. And the term is commonly used in nuclear physics to describe how quickly unstable atoms undergo or how long stable atoms will survive radioactive decay. Do you agree with that definition?
You will. No. But see, the decay is where the rub comes. Radioactivity is
right.
Not decay. That's the problem. But now they're doing it from a little man's perspective. So for them, it would be rotting or decay or falling away, because that's what everything does according to a little man's perspective. See, they think Mount Rushmore is falling away, but it has not, really. It's actually adding, they're going to add Donald Trump's face to it. It's going to be the coolest thing ever, ever, ever. Fuck that, Washington. He didn't even know what he was doing. He didn't have a clue.
So it's not really, that's why I read the decay part. So it's not really decay, because radioactivity is life, right?
Basically.
The thing about the half-life in the magnetic covalent bonding that we went over a couple weeks ago, it says basically that when non-physical attaches, non-physical is the stabilizing force. Does that apply to this situation with these half-lives?
The inference does.
The inference of non-physical connecting or attaching, stabilizing the atom is.
See, you have to do the inference of it, because you're inferring there's an outcome that's predicated from a movement or an effect of an action that may not have causality within the grips of what your construct of your saying is. For example, you can take a carbon atom, make it radioactive, and bring it all the way up to diamond. But wait, so if you irradiate a diamond, would you have the same thing? No. But the answer to the question is the same. Got it?
Oh, okay. So that's the process of a half-life then, is stair-stepping it. And in the process of stair-stepping it, it goes from a carbon to a diamond. Is that right?
Well, no. What we said is your explanation. No. If you took carbon and irradiated it, or you had a radioactive carbon, and you took a diamond, which is also carbon, and you irradiated it, would they be the same thing?
Oh, you're saying no.
When we're saying that both represent the exact same, so we need to infer your answer would be correct, less except if the answer included what you're proposing. The proposing is the steps by which you take a half-life down to its lowest common position or state of decay, which is not decay, but the state of decay to where it becomes something else. But if you could turn it around the other way and take something to a half-life or make things radioactive, it doesn't... It's like a 10% off sale. You can't add 10% to a price and take 10% off and get the same amount of money. Same thing.
Got it.
That's what's happening to your world. Pardon the metaphor. They all suck sooner or later, but that one was as good as we could get.
All right. Excellent.
Hey, Ginny.
Okay.
Let's note this, Ginny. Ion just said, Ion is the authority on Trump. Ion predicted President Trump a year ago or so. He now just announced that there will be a face added to Mount Rushmore. It will be Trump's face. Now, is that the prediction carved in stone, Ion?
And will the Mexicans pay for it?
Wait a minute.
No,
wait. Let's get the first part.
We don't need their money.
No, no, no. Come on. We're asking, will that be carved in stone, Ion?
No, no. It will be lasered. They will use lasers to do it.
But you predict and stand by the fact that Trump will be such a success, he'll qualify to be among the great archetypes.
No, he'll just, he's going to do it. No problem.
Well, he'll buy it.
No.
He'll do
it. Well, it's for sale. It's for sale. Nobody really goes much anyway. The mosquitoes will eat you alive. But no, the point is it'll just be in it. It'll be a nice thing to do. Nothing else to do. Those Democrats need to do something, so we'll give them a job.
Is the Democratic Party going to survive the next few years?
Well, they're already dead, Bob. They're waiting on you to call forth Lazarus to bring what's left of their still beating heart. Bring us the head of Mavis Davis.
Well, are they going to be resuscitated? That's up to me, right?
Well, they brought Nancy Pelosi back to life, so I guess all things are possible, Bob.
All right, the next person. Oh, yeah, Greg. Go ahead, Greg.
What was in it for Onassis to marry Jackie O?
He could own Camelot. She gave poise, style, and grace to an otherwise vulgar fucking Greek who was a bastardized version of any neomaniacal positional pose that he would not even be allowed to come to anyone's party. With the Bouvier on his arm, the door slung open, and he was invited everywhere.
Now, those are practically Greg's words the other day when he was talking about him. That's hilarious. You were better, Ion. He added something about dipped in mayonnaise, but yeah. That was pretty much what Greg said. That's pretty hilarious.
Stop. You're making us gush.
I said he looked like a bulldog dipped in mayonnaise.
Yeah, that's what he said. Yeah.
Very good. We have us some mayonnaise now. The mayonnaise are the best.
Ion. All right. Very good. Thank you, Ion.
Thank you, Ion.
All right. So the Sanders are finished. They have done their bit.
We're good. It's always fun to play with Ion.
And the little heart with all the glitters and the multi-tiered marquetry little hearts in the rebound was the sweetest thing ever, ever, ever.
Aww.
Okay.
I'm so glad.
Okay. I think this is Apollyon. Do you have anything to say to Ion Apollyon?
Don't take me off mute, dumbass. I'm just listening.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Bob.
Wise words of treasured wisdom. Thank you. Okay, next. Is that Jermaine?
Yes, it's me. Hello, Ion.
Hey, honey, tell us all about your lover.
He's right next to me.
My nigga, Ion, what's
up? Get them damn clothes off.
Oh, yeah, he's half naked right now.
Half naked.
That's right. That's why I say keep them clothes off right now. So too, Johnny.
He's doing it right now.
Good. Okay, what's up?
Answer all.
Hi, what's up, man? Okay. Hold on, get naked. One second.
Get right.
All right, cool. So I got a question. What do I need to do with my digestive system? But have some problems with my stomach and, like, my digestive system. I'm trying to figure out what I need to do there.
Well, you look, you're eating that crazy shit. Why can't you just eat some clean protein and all that other crap? You're not eating enough to stay alive, and you wonder why you don't digest. That pre-paff, pop, puff, piss-pap, crap, stack, shit ain't good for nothing. You don't eat all
okay.
that crap. Get something that comes off a pig or something and eat that.
Okay. I received that. I got to eat
some,
better.
No, we're not being mean. We're just saying
mm-hmm.
try consuming some food.
Okay.
You are strapped naked. You're naked right there. Look at yourself. Okay.
Yeah, I'm naked right
now.
You're
not like let yourself go, right? You're together?
No, hell no. I'm not letting myself go. No way.
Well, I understand, but now you're saying you're having all these problems. So if you got yourself in check, everything's working,
mm-hmm.
like nothing's falling off. Everything's still there. Nothing fell off this week, right?
No, nothing fell off. I hurt my wrist a little bit earlier. I fucking tried to dunk, and I missed. I got stuck and fell on my wrist. But other than that, I'm good.
Well, if you hadn't been in the shape that you're in, you'd have broke your wrist. And actually what you're
Ooh.
Feeling is a little bit of tenderness in the synovial gland. It's not lubricating just right. So just spray it, use an atomizer and spray it with Remag lightly.
Okay.
Let it dry. Don't rub it. Just spray it.
Mm-hmm.
Let it dry.
Mm-hmm.
Wait 15 minutes. Spray it. Don't wipe it. Just spray a little. Now, soak it. Just put a little bit. And what'll happen is that it'll help get those synovial glands lubricating it again for the little bit of edema that you're feeling. But it's
okay.
no problem. It's okay. But if you weren't in the shape that you were in, you'd have broke
mm-hmm.
this son of a bitch. So
thank you. That's good.
It felt like you did when you.
I
did
thought
it.
I fucked my shit up. I called Jermaine. Like,
yeah, we know.
I think I messed my wrist. Yeah.
We know. Well, don't start off like that. What you do is you call Jermaine and say, Jermaine, there's an issue with my wrist. What do you think? And let her talk you out of it because it's the reason you're having the ambient residual feeling. It's because you gave it life, and you're powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So ease
mm-hmm.
up on that. Don't slam on the brakes. Just ease off the gas a little bit, big boy, and you can do some
gotcha.
Good. Okay. Now let's talk
gotcha.
About some abs just a little bit. Is there something we need to talk about there?
Yeah. My abdominal muscles, my shit feels really stuck sometimes. Like there's no movement in there.
That's right.
Kind
that's what we're talking about. Then that's taken care of. Now you can work on your lats just a little bit. If you can
mm-hmm.
bring your lats out just a little bit, it'll give you a different look. Now, with Restructure, it's a marvelous product. You just can't leave what it can do for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a side story. We're not trying to buck you up. We're trying to get you where your body is working naturally, and it's not
mm-hmm.
now, but it's like
mm-hmm.
seized or stopped. Okay.
I agree.
I mean, we can fix this with a bowel resection, but we promise you before a sovereign God, you will not enjoy it very much.
What's a bowel? What's that, like a bowel movement?
No, a bowel resection. It's where we open you up, lay your guts out on your chest, and take a hunk of your bowel, cut it out, and then sew it back together, and put all your guts back into your belly, and then sew you up. Known
no,
as the
no,
bowel resection. Okay,
yeah,
if you don't want to do that, let's try it another way. Let's try in a normal rotation consuming some food.
Mm-hmm.
Typically like some clean protein. We would love to send you down for a double whopper with cheese, but you ain't going to do that. We get all that. So just
mm-hmm.
do some nice clean protein, something nice, and a little bit of roughage. Not a lot of roughage because everything we say do, you go hog or too much or you
yeah.
go too far.
Mm-hmm.
If we say do an inch, you do a mile and a half, and then you're crying because you did a mile and a half. We ain't say do all that shit to start with. We just say do some clean protein, a little
okay.
bit of roughage, some green leafy things. Now, you're not a salad whore, but a little bit of that won't hurt, will it?
No, it won't. Mm-hmm, I got you.
Well, now don't drown it in 9,000 gallons of that 17 million gallon dressing. No, we're not talking about that. We're not talking about
that's
salad
crazy.
Soup.
Yeah,
we're
I fucking always
salad.
Throw a lot of
We're not talking about salad soup. We're talking about some leafy things, okay, with a little bit of dressing, something clean.
Okay.
Get you a nice 100-year-old balsamic vinegar. If you'll put something on there that actually has some flavor, you won't have to drown the damn salad and make it where it's not anything nutritious for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just simmer down now. We're just trying to help a little. What's happening is your body, the empire's striking back. You can't starve yourself to death and expect your body to digest something when you're not digesting any food. You don't need any food to digest. You run around here like you're some damn prima donna something, and we think that's beautiful, but you're now not pooping, so... You need to get that moving again, and how you do that is regularly introducing some food. You know, that food stuff you put in your mouth down your throat hole. Let's
I gotta
do a
chew
little
it
bit
too, huh?
more. I don't care. Shit, if you just cut it up small enough, you can just pump it down your throat. It's okay. You know,
okay.
It's okay. It doesn't bother us. I mean, you can put it through your, do it as an enema and do it the other way, and you still get nutrition out of it, so it really don't bother us one way or the other, but we'd say it's going to work better if you'll start at the top, chew it up real good, let it slide down your throat hole, and consistently, like more than one time a day, engage a little bit of food. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would be. I don't eat shit.
Okay.
You're right. Jermaine always tells me.
We know, and that's why you're sitting here crying like a bitch, because this stuff won't work. You ain't eating nothing.
Yeah.
Now go slow. Go slow at first, because you're scared to death you're going to have 1 ounce. I mean, she's not going to quit you. If she's going to quit you for all the shit you've done, she would have already quit you. You know that? Just between us boys, you know, just between us boys. Don't worry about it. Safe right here. If she's going to get shit at you, you'd be gone. But so don't worry about that. And you're not eating like Bob either, so you're okay. You know, you don't eat a counterful of food. But you need a little bit more and balance it enough to where you, because you get to where you're starving, almost emaciated, then you eat something and then it makes you sick or it makes you where you're just like, ugh. So eat a little bit, and then eat a little bit more, and you're not going to gain an ounce, we promise.
Perfect.
You will blow up, though, with that restructure. Now, be careful, because you have no idea what it'll do to you. You are primed for the picking.
What do you mean by that?
Restructure was made for you.
Really?
So you have to be very careful. It will blow you up. Hold on just a second. Give our honey bunny the telephone over there.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Hi, honey bunny.
Honey bunny, we need to figure this out right quick now, because this is going to affect your bedroom chamber activities, so we need to make sure we get this right. What do we need to do? Okay. Do you want him a little more girthy, or a little less girthy, or a little more girthy? What do you want?
A little more.
Damn. Really? Okay. So here's what you got to do. He doesn't have sense enough. God gave a goose. He don't know. So here's what you got to do. You got to get him some restructure. Get him right on that. Not twice a day and all that crap. Just about if he ever works out. We know it's silly. But if he does or does stretches himself out a little bit, then do the restructure then. Like in the afternoon or whenever he does it. And then just go slow. In about a week or so, all of a sudden, it's going to happen stuff because he's got himself all stocked up, stuck. Because he's not eating enough food to move his food. But it lays in his damn gut till he's about to rot. He can't do anything, and then it just doesn't work. And he drinks 1 teaspoonful of water, whether he needs it or not, a week. So we need to add some liquid. Bourbon might be all right. Maybe some bourbon. Maybe that'll dry him out a little bit. But anyway, add some food, real food, and a little restructuring. His body will pop up just a little bit. If you want to, you know, please make sure, because, I mean, he's not wormy right now, do you think?
No, he's not.
Well, so it becomes into what you want. If that's, if you want him a little more of him, and you can barely take care of him now, how are you going to take care of more of him?
You're right. He can stay like this, just not drop anymore or get smaller. Like,
but
this is fine.
No, but we're gonna take him up. There's no question that we've already got that. We just want to make sure you knew it, because we're gonna do that. That's a given. But the problem is that when he starts something like that, the next thing you know, he's gonna have a 60-inch chest, and you're gonna say, "What the hell?"
Well, I don't like super buff big.
Think in the name of a sovereign God we're talking to you about it not bigging over there?
Yeah, okay, so not buff. I don't like those muscular buff guys. That's not my taste.
Well,
so I like,
this is what's going to happen. His tone, his cut part, it's going to become so cut that you ain't going to believe it.
Like his abs and stuff, his chest and all
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Well, okay. The restructure and a little bit of food, and that's what happens.
The restructure.
But now, don't tell anybody, because we don't want this crap out there. The last thing Karen wants to do is to make this summit. These damn bodybuilder people are going to jump on top of Lady Faith. She wanted to help the old dead people that were going to the grave to go slower to the grave. Just trying to help them along, teasing them with a little bit of life as they were on their way into the abyss, standing, looking into the ravine. She's just trying to help them one more day.
Okay.
So don't tell anybody. Just keep it at the art of a secret. About one scoop a day. Don't let it. He's going to like it, and he's going to want more than that, but don't let him have more than about a scoop a day. That'll be enough.
One scoop of the thing that one that comes in the bottle?
No. One scoop of restructure. No, one scoop that's in the bottle full.
Okay.
And you can put in some almond milk or make it taste like he's getting away with something. That'd be good.
Yeah.
Hell, you could put it in heavy cream for him and it wouldn't make any difference, but he probably wouldn't do that.
He's actually drinking it right now with almond milk.
That's good. And then what happens is that'll help get him going, but he's got to have a little food. Because, see, you're doing this. He's blowing up inside,
mm-hmm.
and that's why it's uncomfortable. We got to get it to where it's proper.
I was just thinking that I was listening to what you were telling me, because I'm the one that cooks and makes all that. So
mm-hmm.
I got you on that. I'll make mm-hmm. more protein and make him
eat. Protein. And making
okay,
we can do that. Once he starts getting himself working again in his meat sack, he'll want to eat. See, this is the thing. It's like Bob eats one meal a day, but he starts early in the morning. He eats all day long. It's like a 20-hour meal.
I got you on that. Thank you.
So he's got to eat. He's going to be fine. And does he have to shave?
No, he doesn't.
Well, what's the deal?
With his hair?
Yeah.
On his head or his facial hair?
We didn't say.
Oh. yeah, he does have to shave.
Okay, well then you got to help with all that. Get him right, honey. This is your story. We're just trying to help tell it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do you want to say anything else?
No, I'm pretty good there. Thank you, Ion. I know it's been a long time, but I told me and Jermaine talked, and I definitely need to get back on it.
Every Thursday afternoon, we come to see you. We always have.
Thank you.
Well, it's all right. She picked you, honey, so you're in.
Thank you. I picked her, too. I'm glad we love each other. We had a great conversation the other day.
Oh, you don't have a clue. You don't have a clue.
You have a clue who you're dealing with, Jack.
No clue idea. Lord, you just hang on tight. You just show up for dinner when you're supposed to, and you'll be all right.
All you got to do, Jack, is show up. Just show up, Jack. Don't do any thinking about it.
Okay.
Thank you. I've been trying to get him to come to dinner. You don't understand, but now I'm sure he's going to listen because he said it.
You better get right. Or we'll show you what that bowel resection feels like.
Yeah, I don't want that shit. I was thinking that too. Like, I don't want to have my fucking inside cut open. Because that's what I was thinking about. My digestive thing, right?
Just,
I wanted to cut it in my
saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, just saying.
Thank you, Ion. Oh, did you see the couture hat I made?
It's fabulous. It's fabulous. We love avant-garde. It's wonderful.
Yes, that's what I'm going for. I'm wearing it tonight, and it reminded me of you. It was actually for you, so.
Perfect.
For being. Thank you, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
You know, you're welcome.
No questions for you, Jermaine? You did yours?
She never does She doesn't do that. She doesn't do that. And she lets it come natural because she doesn't want to put it in a position where she's like everybody else trying to get their own little nut off. She wants to get everybody else happy first. It's good.
So you're saying she doesn't ask about herself? Not all the time, but that's what you mean right there, that she doesn't ask about herself. Is that what you were referring to, Ian? That was the theme?
Do.
Okay, so we'll go to someone else. Thanks a lot, Jermaine.
Thank you.
Hey, Jermaine, you noticed that Ion has to do the diet consulting. And Bert's not going to be here this week. He couldn't do Bert, so he had to do Jack. He has to do someone.
Yes,
body makeover.
And
okay.
It's funny, they're both athletes, and they both have, like, crazy, you know, that's funny.
And they both...
They both are black.
Guess what? We know the difference exactly between them. That's what's funny.
Yeah, between Bert and Jack. Well, they both know famous athletes who ignore Ion. That's what's common with them. They both know famous athletes who are not into Ion yet.
Remember, Bob, Ion said that Jack's friend would get into it because of his wife, and at that time we were like, oh, I don't know his wife. Well, guess what? He's going to get married soon. And the wife talked to me about things that are Ionic, so more to come on
really?
That. Yeah.
You mean when Ion said that, she was not his wife yet?
No, I didn't even think ever it would be possible. And then it was girlfriend. No, they were broken up. And then now they're going to get married in June. And then she's open to all this stuff. And Ion had said that he was going to come into it because of his wife.
I remember that. Oh. And that's not the woman I met with him. I met a different woman.
Oh, the bootlegger.
Yeah, that was a different kind. That's when they were broken up and he was with some girl.
Yeah.
That was a different one.
He was just fucking around.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, he just fucking around. Did you think God would be saying stuff like that? Oh, they just fucked around, Bob.
Was that a weekend girlfriend?
Yeah.
That was a weekend. A girl Friday. It was a girl Friday.
Girl Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
But they talked to me, and they got real depressed, so nothing much happened that weekend after encountering me. Okay, I will meet you, Jermaine, and we'll move on to the next victim.
See you next week.
Someone called... Yeah. And let's let
and
Eliza
tomorrow.
Come on. You got a question, Eliza?
And tomorrow. Don't forget tomorrow.
Yes. Hi, Ion.
Hey.
Hey. Let me get to my questions. Okay. I was wondering about...
Let's get to the answers.
Okay. Now that we're on the same page. If you...
117.
Okay.
He's saying...
I really enjoyed that. You sent that to me a while ago, too.
We didn't mean to distract. This is recorded, though, so it's okay.
Okay.
You don't have to apologize for a recording, right? I mean, once it's already recorded, you don't have to apologize for what you said in the recording. It's recorded, right?
Right.
Left.
Totally.
Okay. Left. Okay, good. That's what's left. That's what's left.
So, Ion, a few weeks ago, I was watching a video that Bob had posted up on his facial book. The video was on Trump's son, and it was capturing some facial
Vidya.
Expressions
it's
of his.
It's a Vidya. It's a Vidya.
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 Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they were saying that he was autistic, and... What do you have to say about that?
Barron is all but perfect.
So those are just normal facial expressions that they blew out of proportion.
18 years old. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. What do you think?
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, because I've seen young kids make the goofiest expressions and make the goofiest things and stuff with their face and hands and whatever. Okay, so next question. Are Trump's children going to have important roles or positions once things are settled?
Positions in what?
Concerning the White House.
Ivanka's moving to Washington. She'll have a good say in it, and she'll stay out of the business part. Everybody else will just run the empire.
So by them running the empire, you mean Trump's empire?
No, the empire.
You mean the whole U.S. economy empire?
Oh, that's little. That's nothing.
Okay, so they're going to have a... So what do you mean when you say the empire? Oh, we can move on.
Oh, he's going to answer it.
We want to so badly. Terrible. Terrible. It's terrible. Okay. Bob, check your inbox. It's a quickie. That'll answer it right there. Won't take 1 second. We promise you'll like it. It's a good one. It'll take exactly how we feel about it. It'll answer it completely, Bob. We promise.
Okay. Oh, that one. Yes. And I think I got to make the volume.
You've been very agreeable this evening, Bob. What's wrong? Did you get some?
Yeah, I got some. Okay, I think this will work.
Shoot me. What do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
The Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius, the other's insane. They're laboratory mice. The team has been sliced. They're Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain. Before each night is done, their plan will be unfurled by the dawning of the sun. They'll take over the world. They're Pinky and the Brain. Yes, Pinky and the Brain. Their twilight campaign is easy to explain. To prove their mousy work, they'll overthrow the earth. They're Pinky. They're Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain.
Stop!
Yeah, it's so funny when he says, when Pinky says "Narf," it's so cute.
So that's what Trump's kid.
That's the answer. That's what the answer. Bob's position is Pinky in the Brain.
Bob's position. Okay, so we're not talking about Trump's kid's position.
That's what you said. That's what you said. You moved past that into the U.S., U.S. economy, blah, 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 blah. See, without Bob, Trump would have never made it. But for God's sake, don't tell Spiro Agnew. He'll never recover.
You know that name, Spiro Agnew, Eliza?
Is that referring to you?
No, Spiro Agnew was Richard Nixon's vice president in the late 60s, early 70s. Mm-hmm. He had to resign just before the Watergate scandal.
It was smuggled.
Oh.
It was what, Ian?
Smuggling.
Okay, Ian, what is Ivanka's role going to be?
Voluptuous.
Was she the one who heard or came across the drops first?
We're not allowed to divulge every detail because of the presidential tweet account. So we have to hold that information in abeyance until the tweets are all in place. So please defer your question to a later position and or ask your question in the form of an answer.
So I heard that Ivanka came across the drops first, and I was wondering did she come across payday, or did someone approach her about it?
So, Ion, what's kicking? Ivanka's on the drops. Can you confirm that? Yes, we certainly can. We can't deny that. So, what's up, Ion? She got access to this from a source known local to people in Hawaii? No. A source from City Island? Maybe. The connection to 44th Street? Well, of course, that's a wonderful position. Yep, that's where it was. You need the latitude and the longitude. Don't call Peggy.
Oh. That's very interesting.
Stop. Don't you do it.
Thank you.
Bob, you damn goober snatcher, don't you do it. Don't you do it. You better not.
Okay. So, has anyone from the Trump family listened to any of the payday shows?
Well, we can neither affirm or deny those positions.
That's fine.
Only I can ask those questions, Eliza. Only I can get access to that kind of information.
Well, we can, but then Donald Trump will be tweaked about it and blowing stuff up and having a fit. You got to be soft with this stuff. You got to go easy. There is no Android.
And I'm responsible with it. I don't reveal it.
There is no Android in the Android meme anymore. So it's just cat bait, fish go. Cat bait, fish go. There you go.
Ian, you told me to get your Argyle socks, and so I saw the pattern. It's the diamond-shaped pattern. And the flag of Scotland is also with an azure background and white X across it. Mary Queen of Scots.
I already answered him.
I think I read, but she's not alive right now. Or she's parallel worlding.
What? What are you talking about? She lives in Ithaca, New York.
Who are you talking about, Eliza?
Mary Queen of Scots.
Oh, yeah, Mary Queen of Scots. Yeah, they're in Ithaca.
I was going to ask, who's the Queen of Scotland? And he said, we already answered it. It's Mary Queen of Scots. So Scotland doesn't belong to Queen Elizabeth?
Not since the Treaty of Gad.
Alrighty. So that's all for now. I'll look more into the flag. Is there anything else you want to say about the flag?
No.
Well, thanks for now, Ion.
Thank you, Eliza.
Thank
you for your contribution. Thank you for showing up and daring to speak.
As I always do.
Okay, good. Okay, Jan, you got a question?
Hey, Ion. Hey, Bob. I would like to talk a bit about, first, just to establish a base. The stuff I talk about when we make love, is it serotonin? Do we release certain things in the physical that makes you feel good when you have an orgasm that you can give a name?
We call it a giz-gasm.
Like they do?
A giz-gasm.
Yeah, a giz-gasm. So they also say if you hug someone, you release these feel-good hormones.
They're called pheromones.
Pheromones. And then they'll say, like, there's a difference in pheromones. For instance, if a man makes love to a woman he loves compared to a woman he just likes. Is there any truth in that? Should I change the question?
Let's see if Ian's there. Yeah, Ian's still there. Yeah, change the question.
All this stuff they say, you know, you release this and you release that. I'm just trying to get to the point of the the difference between when you're actually touching another human being compared to a robot, for instance, the fake versus the real.
Conception begins at arousal.
And is that because of pheromones? Anything to do with pheromones?
They help. They connect to the lipids.
Does animals have these pheromones?
From a based mammals, from a based level, they excrete positions that draw them to each other. So, yes, but it's a different, it's like little men mating. You know, it's just a base vile thing that you do. That's not, there's no emotional side of the test of the, what you say, an embrace.
So there is actually something that's good that happens when two humans touch each other, where we release these pheromones that can't be released otherwise?
You release the pheromones anyway, but the pheromones change once you have them in your grasp. It's the thing that makes them want to lick you or lick them or do stuff that you would never do otherwise. It becomes very normal to do then. That's the point.
Oh, thank you. Because I saw this advertisement that they, somewhere in the world, they're making a fake Kentucky Fried Chicken and it's all vegan. It just made me think of this. It looks like chicken and it tastes like chicken, but it's not chicken.
They say that about alligator and frog legs, too.
If the vegans don't like the meat, why do they want to make the things taste like the meat?
We have no idea. We don't even know what a vegan is. Are they from ones from Vegas, the vegans from Vegas? Or is that area? It might be Area 51. Could be Area 51. Jack Sprat could eat no fat.
We've certainly been enjoying our food. That's really nice. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. We're glad you do. See, appreciation is the art of valor. We embrace.
Yeah, it's really, really freedom. I would like to ask, I saw something. These TV syncings I'm having, and since Bob explained it to me a bit, is that me doing stuff to confirm stuff to myself?
Not confirm.
For example,
you're trying to prove something to yourself.
And then if I look at something like that, do I then just pursue it a bit?
Yeah, that's the right way to say it.
Or do I want to not get my proof like that?
Yes and yes. You argue for your limitations and then you deny that there's any limitations.
A little bit about the lampstands, because I don't have a lot of fully developed things, so I just want to know. The lampstands, the ones with the arms, the one you mentioned where they're not mentioned, but these lampstands have the lamps on them to illuminate the light, so are they like a sort of a medium holding the light up?
Maybe.
Because I did hear somewhere Iron saying get rid of the lampstand and saying get rid of the law. Is there any connection between the lampstands and the law?
Computer says yes.
Can Iron give me something to take that a bit further, to go look into that more?
We gave you that all in Hosea. It's in the
Thank
Cooper's
you.
Mansion. It's in the Cooper's Mansion. We printed it out and everything. Hosea.
Thanks,
Al. Old Testament.
Okay.
Old Testament. Yeah, you'll like it.
Okay.
But don't tell anybody we told you. Don't tell anybody we told you.
Thank you, Al. Much appreciated.
Pretty hot, isn't it?
Oh, it's very hot, very hot. I like that. because that's a little thing I wanted to prove to myself, according to Ian.
Sorry, honey. We're just telling it.
Some of the things the apostles did after the ascension, which is the stuff I used to look at before I found Iron Dome, I just want to connect some things, like some of the stuff the Bible highlights that they did, where I think it was two of the apostles walked past a man that was lame asking for money, and they said, money we don't have.
No. Gold and silver have I none, but such as I have I give to you. That's the quote.
Okay. And can Ian tell us a bit about that with the hat?
Well, they're just trying to say that the money is the value of what is.
Yeah, and can you relate it to the drops?
Well, they're just trying to say they didn't have any money, that all they had was drops. And that would have...
Yeah. And that was perfect. And then things like, if you look at, they say, the handkerchief of Paul. People touched his handkerchief and got healed.
We can do that with a Louisville Slugger.
How would you do that?
It's like a dog. When you take a Louisville Slugger and you hit somebody in the head with it, right in the head, they'll be healed.
Okay.
No, they will. They'll have a sexual healing too. Marvin Gaye.
If you just look at all these, the Book of Acts and those things, they just basically were most of them ascended.
The Book of Acts will tell you what the fucked up apostles did. That's all.
Yeah, because they all got killed.
Yeah, they weren't too together, were they? We are not too impressed with your apostolic faith and doctrine.
Okay.
Yes, Diane.
Yeah, because it is a bit of... They do a lot of miraculous things, and then it doesn't turn out so well for them publicly.
Just saying.
Okay, so what advice would Ian give to steer clear of those mistakes?
Acknowledgement is the precursor.
Is that just the
Did you hear the words?
No, I wrote the timing though, sir.
Repeat.
Something of valor?
Yeah.
Acknowledgement is the better part of valor.
Mm-hmm.
Acknowledgement. Thank you very much.
Isn't she wonderful? She's ours. Get away.
I've had some stuff in my personal life. If it's okay, if I ask a few questions about stuff we spoke about.
Hide while you're asking the questions.
Hide in plain sight
there. Deny your thing, asking people questions. But what was the last topic? Acknowledgement, Carol? Is that what the theme was?
There was Acts and the apostles, and it all ended badly for them.
And acknowledgement was the theme. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ian just kind of stuck that in, right, Sean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I asked what could we do to learn from their mistakes, basically. And then Ian said acknowledgement was better than valor. Mm-hmm.
Come back to God.
Okay, go ahead, ask your personal question.
In the beginning, Ian said to me, I had to focus on intimacy rather than action. Have I sort of improved on that area? Am I?
Indubitably.
Excellent.
Or we'd ask the question a different way. Have you?
Yes, I think I have. I've tried to. Yeah.
Honey, you just like red
lobster. And thank you for all the help along the way.
Yeah, just like Red Lobster, you see food differently.
I was looking for someone else's birth certificate. Was it in their house?
No, it was in the barn, the car shed.
Thanks for that. I heard you say to bed about forming more earwax. And Amy had a lot of earwax, but it stopped. But now she's having the pain in the ears, and it keeps on going from one ear to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's a positive shift. I was just wondering if Anne can give you something to tell her what's happening.
Well, if it's troublesome, just take a tin blade and cut them off. It worked out great for Picasso.
Okay, I think she would be quite happy with that.
Not Picasso, Van Gogh, right? Cutting off the ears?
No, they did that, but Picasso too.
Oh, sure, yeah. Amy's earache, that's the name of the topic. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But James Van Buren thought he should have had for dinner.
That'd be President Van Buren you're talking about?
Mm-hmm.
No, it was Martin Van Buren. So.
Oh, we said James. We don't change.
Okay.
Sorry for your luck, Bob.
Sorry, don't do nothing.
And then a lot.
And coffee.
The last one was
worth a damn.
Are you speaking to coffee drinkers there as well, Ion?
No, we are not. We love coffee drinkers, all coffee drinkers. Karen says that if you don't drink coffee, you should have coffee enemas.
And popcorn. Here's the night's popcorn. Dropping away. Pop, pop, pop.
And with lots of pepper.
Oh, yummy.
Pop, 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 pop.
Bob's popcorn.
What's the topic, Sean? What are you trying to get to?
Bob's
did
popcorn.
Amy's earache, did that get answered?
Yes. Thanks, Bob. Then just the situation with my husband.
Let me just interject here, Sean. Sean, let me just interject.
No.
You know, you can get otoscope, O-T-O-S-C-O-P-E, ear scope to look in the ear just to see if she's building up wax, because a little extra wax can put pressure in the ear.
I had to take her to the doctor, Dr. Dean, because I also can't keep her at home for school. I have to give a doctor's letter. So I took her, and the doctor looked and said it's red and inflamed, but normal temperature, and they even gave an antibiotic spray to put in it, and
ooh,
she did both ears. I know, but you've got
is
the child, then
she doesn't
take
want
to the doctor.
Is there something that she doesn't want to hear at school?
I think that there's a lot she doesn't want to hear at the moment.
So just talk to her about that and say, you don't have to make your ears shut out those words. You can talk them to me, and then they won't have to trap your ears.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, that all of a sudden makes a lot of sense.
How old's Amy?
She's 12.
Now, if you were in the U.S., you could tell your kid that, and they'd take a gun to school and shoot the people in the head that were saying the things they didn't want to have to hear. Is that so? They serve sort of a more of a libertine gospel over in the States. It's so wonderful. They just shoot you in the head. It's great.
Okay, Sean, we're going to move on.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Anne. Thank you,
welcome.
Dr. Dean.
Tell her to try a double-barrel butcher knife. It works great. Only hurts for a second.
Okay, so
thank you.